Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Camerdoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. So welcome to Season 3 of Enjoy the Journey. Season 3, can you imagine that? I didn't expect that 3 years ago I'd still be making this podcast. I thought it would just be something that I would use to sort of pass the time during the Life From Home episode we had back in 2020 all the way up to now. But here I am, still making podcasts about the games that are not on the top 10 list of popular games, but are good enough for me. So for those who just came in, my name is Mars Camerdoodle, and I love playing video games that aren't on your popular thing. Oh, and excuse me. 1 minute. How did that happen? Okay, my phone just turns on its own. And, well, Spotify. Anyway, so going back, I've been making a podcast on the games that I like playing, which are, as I mentioned, not on the top 10 list of the year or of the century or of whatever. But these are games that are more into the kind of aesthetic that I like, which is cozy gaming. So I'm going to talk more. I think there's an episode on that. So you can go and check that out. What is cozy gaming and stuff. But for our game today, we're just going to talk about a very... Oh, I'm out. Okay, actually, this is my second recording because the first one got deleted. So I'm just making this. So excuse or pardon my rambling. We started Enjoy the Journey back in 2020 when the pandemic hit really bad. And I figured, while waiting, let's do this thing of ours. So I would be looking at games that I say, number one is cheap.
You know, I was listening to...
And then number two is... they are within the cozy game aesthetic. And finally, art, storyline, general review given by the cozy game influencers. And even length of story. I don't like really long ones. I just want one wherein I can just sit down, get it done, continue it tomorrow, but not feel too bad about it. Okay, so I started out with making podcasts for Switch games, but I recently bought a gaming PC, so now I am also into Steam games, itch.io, PC games in general. Okay, I finally got to play Genshin Impact. So we'll be talking more about those kinds of games slowly. We're going to go through them slowly. So in the meantime, let's start with this one. This game came out mid 2022, but I only bought it around Christmas time. So it's a lady. Oh, there. I'm also known for late reviews in podcasts, as in 1 year later late. So if you're not picky about it and you just want to know what other people are playing these days, listen to the rest of my other podcasts that are also available wherever you get your podcast. Okay, so let's go into that game in a bit. See ya in a bit. Alright, so our game for today is I call them life management games. So basically, these are the games wherein you create a community-ish of sorts. And you have to build it so that it can be an independent and up-and-running sort of community without necessarily your constant managing and monitoring of things. So the game that I got over the Christmas break, it is a treat to myself, and actually kept delaying buying it, but eventually I finally gave in. The name of the game is Bear and Breakfast, originally released on the Windows on July of 2022, on the Switch in September, but I only got it around December because I didn't get it first versus the other games that I got. So it's developed by Gummy Cat and it's published by Armor Games. So Armor Games is a well-known publisher of video games. So you can think, oh, this is gonna be a good one. So in their Wikipedia page, Bed and Breakfast is classified as a management sim. So that's usually what the term they use for those games where you have to build something out and make it work on its own in a way. Okay. So the premise of game of Bed and Breakfast is that you are a bear. Your main character, the movable player, is a bear. And in the midst of your soul searching, because you're a young, you are an adult level bear in a way, but you still live with your mom, and you're sort of trying to figure out if you can do better in your life. But this is a bear coming from a place where bears don't walk and talk. Okay, you're a bear, but for some strange reason you suddenly felt, hey, feels like a good idea to put up a hotel. So you go and find the first empty, it's not a shack, a cabin of sorts, and you know, spruce it up a bit, add a couple of rooms, a bed, tables and chairs and stuff, and then suddenly humans come in and they start using the place. And as you progress through the game, it unlocks more areas surrounding your home, allowing you to create multiple hotel branches in all locations. And of course, each location has also a unique hotel style aesthetic, and they also have their corresponding NPCs or non-playable characters. Okay, so as you look like a decent looking bear. So that's that. Okay. Like I said, it's a kind of game you need to stay on in order to really make the most out of it. I found myself just sitting there and not touching my controller because the soundtrack's nice. And the art. You know how I mentioned before that I like bold outlines, dark outlines, and dark colors as well. And Bed and Breakfast art is very dark in color. It's not pastel-y, it's not crepe-y or anything. Very dark colors there, and I love the detail to the items that you forage, even the furniture that you use. They have really nice details, and the quality of each furniture differs as you want to increase the quality of items you provide your guests. Okay, so Bed and Breakfast is a game that if you've tried the other management sim games, this is one that you can also give a try on. I wouldn't recommend playing two at the same time because you are going to have to prioritize. But this is also a good game that you can enjoy when you just want some, because even if you say you don't like management sim games, there will be a part of you that'll say, I'm in the mood for management sim today. What can we do? It's not as expensive as that other one. So this is something that you can tinker with. And of course, still say that, hey, I gave it a shot. And management sims are for me. Management sims are not for me. So no, I haven't finished the game yet. You reach that point where you sort of forget about it, and then when you pick it up again, you're like, why did I stop playing this? And then there you are, you're stuck again in that infinity cycle of, I need to go back every day to make sure that the inn keeps running even without me. So that, oh, his name is Hank, sorry, the bear's name is Hank. Alright, so this is Bear and Breakfast by Gummy Cat, published by Armor Games. Not so much, you know, ensemble work on this. No, not much on game storyline here. But it was a game that I told myself, even before it was released, I said, I'm gonna get that game. Because their trailer was really nice. Advertising of the game prior to release was really good. So I really wanted it. It's just that I got sidetracked somehow. Alright, so that is our game for now. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that you come back and listen to another podcast. Okay, enjoy the journey, everyone. I'll see you around or on to the next recording. Bye.